I sound dead inside, it's because I am.
To say if it doesn't come out right at first, it's okay because we are Martian.
It's the We Are Martians podcast, episode something or other.
Eight.
Hello.
Eight? Really?
Yeah.
How did I lose count already? I don't know.
It was seven last time, so it was eight this time.
Was it? Okay, whatever. We Are Martians podcast. I'm Lucas. Nick's
yeah.
here.
Yeah. Okay.
And with us today, we also have Aaron.
Hi, everyone. Hi, my name is Aaron Morden. I'm from another local podcast called What We're Watching. So we cover the same material as we do on We Are Martians and What We're Watching. So I figured it'd be good to have a collaboration. So here, just wanted to say hi. So I'm going to be a part of this episode. So yeah, I'm excited. Sweet. Let's get into it.
I was going to introduce you, but okay, fuck you too.
Sorry, I'm just so used to doing my own introductions. No, please, go ahead, introduce me. My bad.
Man, that was so professional. I feel weird now.
No, don't worry about it.
I feel like trash.
It's okay, I just listen to a lot of NPR, that's why.
All right, fair enough.
We like to think of ourselves as NPR. We are NPR.
Exactly.
We are.
Exactly.
We get close to the mic. We talk about shit no one cares about.
Real quiet.
Whoa, hey. NPR talks about
don't
some
trash
good
NPR
stuff.
Here. Okay, we're talking about important stuff here. So.
No, all right. That was a very good intro.
We're not used to having those here.
That Aaron did himself.
Oh, shit.
It's okay. Don't worry about my bad. I don't want to step on
no,
anyone's
we're
toes
not
here.
Not stepping on anyone's toes.
We're joking.
All right.
You can do my intro when you come on my show.
All right. We'll do that.
Exactly.
And we'll have notes about that on Facebook.
Exactly, too.
That happens whenever Aaron gets his shit together.
Mm, exactly.
Which, why don't you have your shit together right now? Let's talk about your show a little bit.
Okay, cool. So like I said, my show is called What We're Watching. Basically, the premise out of it just kind of came out of nowhere because back at my college, I go to Bradley University in Peoria, and they have this cool thing. They have a local radio kind of studio they have, and like an online stream for like online radio. So they have this opportunity to have people host shows, have music. They just do a live stream of music. And so one of my friends in a class that I had, his name is Brandon, and he is the studio manager for the Edge Radio, which is the radio station on campus. And so he had mentioned to me before that, hey, we're looking for people to do shows, you know, something's going to be taken over. If you want an idea for a show, let me know, pitch it. So I'm like, okay, fine. So I talked to him one day, and I'm like, hey, so I have this idea for a show. Like, I'm going to make it a podcast, you know, I'm going to be talking to people about entertainment, stuff like that, pop culture. He's like, yeah, that's sweet. We don't have anything like that on our, you know, program. And so he just let me have free rein. And basically, all I do is I go into the studio on campus, and I just talk to people about a bunch of pop culture stuff, and I record it, and I post it online, and it's great. So, I mean, I love doing it, you know? I mean, I love this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
It is a lot of fun to do. I mean, mine just came about as I'm working a shitty job, not into what I want to do after college at all, and it was just I felt like I had to do something I liked, or I was just going to bang my head against a wall.
Of course, I totally understand that, because I know for my podcast, when I do it, it's a real opportunity for me to be creative, you know, to kind of create something and talk about something that I really care about. Like, from what I've listened to you guys on your show, like, that sounds very similar, too.
Yeah,
like, you guys obviously love this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So how did you said, like, how yours kind of got started. Like, what made you get into, like, podcasting in general?
I part of what I do is I do, like, night shift work, mm-hmm. and it's why it's shitty.
Yeah.
And it's literally just kind of mindless work where, you know, we can have headphones in. It's restocking shelves at a grocery store.
Yeah.
It's awful. Don't do it. If you have to choose between that and being jobless, be jobless. The more you know.
Exactly.
But it kind of allowed me just, you know, I have headphones in. And it's like listening to music every night. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like I want something different to listen to. So I started listening to more and more podcasts, stuff like the Co-Optional podcast, mm-hmm. covers a lot of video games, Nerdist.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of the Kevin Smith ones.
Oh, yeah. My personal favorite of mine is Fat Man on Batman.
Fat Man on Batman.
It's great. It's great. I love that one.
I listened to that one and Hollywood Babylon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, pretty fantastic. And just random episodes of others I'll try. I've listened to yours a little bit as well.
Well, thank you.
It's on the rotation.
Exactly. Good. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Another good local one, Angry Geeks Versus. Check it out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, just listening to those a lot. And eventually I was just saved up some money, got mics, got an audio interface, and just kind of contacted Nick since Nick is actually in a band. So I figured he knew at least a little bit about working with audio, and he was into this stuff, or at least just Warcraft.
Mostly Warcraft. It's,
I'm not gonna. After that Warcraft movie comes out, Nick won't be here anymore.
I'm done with the podcast.
That's totally at least fine. Not in mind. His body will be here. But
and I have to say, for all the listeners out there, like, their setup here is way more sophisticated than mine. They have mics. They actually have a box they're running through everything. Like,
what do you do for yours?
All I do is I just put my laptop like on a table and I go to like QuickTime to just kind of record the sounds that's around it. And then like it's not the greatest sound quality, but like I put that file in SoundCloud and I just not SoundCloud QuickTime and I just edit it up and stuff like that, yeah. You know, and it, I mean, it works for me. Granted, it's terrible quality sound, terrible recording, everything, like, there's echoes all the time, I can't get the levels right, but you know, like, it works for me, you know. I mean, not everyone can have these cool fancy mics here, yeah. But I'm loving the setup, not
it's
gonna
a
lie.
Matter it's just a matter of, you know, putting a little bit of cash away. Like, I wanted to get something that was slightly above like the lowest stuff I could.
Yeah,
get.
No, of course,
avoiding USB mics, getting something to work with it afterwards, and I think it was definitely a good investment.
Mm-hmm. No, I definitely agree. Yeah. Like, the setup you got here is fantastic. You're in a nice enclosed room for sound quality and echo. Like, this is great. Like,
yeah,
this
that's
is really
what,
awesome.
Like, that's kind of what like helped me decide. It was like, okay, we have this literally tiny room that hasn't been used in years,
yeah.
And now I'm slowly but surely moving some of my shit down here. Mm-hmm. Like, a few figurines. We got Kylo Ren over in the corner,
of course,
which he's just, yeah. If you
which Jay fondles,
yeah, Jay
regularly.
See episodes like 4 and 5.
4 and 5, yeah.
Exactly.
Or something. One of them. I don't know.
Like, are you citing episodes?
I am. Yes. I'm not sure.
You need to insert references now. Just like in the link in the Facebook or whatever.
Got continuity.
Exactly. It's crazy, right?
That's awesome.
But yeah. Well, I mean, I love your show. I'm glad
Thank
to
you.
Hear that you enjoy ours.
Yeah, it's great.
Or just tolerate it.
Well, I thought it was good to kind of have, like, a collaboration between the, because, like I said, we cover a lot of the same topics, and, like, why not just put ourselves together and
yeah.
talk about this sort of stuff, because
yeah,
it's great, you know?
It is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, with that, it's great to have you here.
Oh, no problem. It's great
I'm
to be here.
I'm excited to have you here. Nick's
of course.
Probably.
I'm very tired, man. I'm
it's
checked out
totally,
right now.
It's totally fine.
Nick does look dead.
If you look over at me and I'm just staring at nothing, it's because I've like slightly fallen asleep.
I can attest. He is dead behind his eyes.
I've lost my soul.
Glazed look everywhere.
He's just like that.
Dead inside right now.
But yeah, so with that, we have a few things to talk mm-hmm. about. So let's jump in. First topic is one I actually forgot to bring up when we were discussing topics, but I'm going to talk about it anyway.
Shoot.
Keeping it wild.
Mm-hmm.
Batman Return to Arkham
mm-hmm.
was announced today,
oh, yeah.
mm-hmm.
which Batman Arkham Asylum, Batman Arkham City, two fantastic Batman mm-hmm. games.
It's just it's a HD remaster, right?
It's an HD
yeah.
remaster of both
okay.
games, all DLC included.
Sweet.
$50.
That's a great deal.
That is. Like,
and that's for current gen, right?
That is for current gen.
Sweet.
So you'll get the shiniest graphics, the best gameplay. Rocksteady, pay me.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
The funny thing is, like, I didn't even play those games.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but, like, that's $50.
I mean, it's a good deal for two games
for
with
that,
great
yeah.
graphics. Like,
and plus, yeah, and I mean, City had some great DLC to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the Harley Quinn's Revenge was
oh, yeah.
pretty cool. Asylum, I don't think, had.
It had, I think, like a scarecrow pack or whatever.
It was,
something
it was
about
challenge
that.
Maps.
Yeah, it wasn't a whole lot of like extra stuff in Asylum.
I might like get it. I might even wait for it to go on sale because I just
yeah.
want to play those scarecrow levels. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
In HD, Asylum had more of like almost like a survival horror feel to
mm-hmm.
it at times.
Yeah,
not as open world, very confined spaces. Maniacs running around, like ones who were like still in straitjackets
mm.
and they would literally just like try and headbutt you.
Yeah, but
and.
For City, I know, going off the DLC, like, I know that had a lot more stuff. Like you said, Harley Quinn's Revenge, I know it had, like, Robin pack, Nightwing pack, you know, and I'm a huge Nightwing fan, so
yeah.
I went out of my way to get the Nightwing pack, so I got that.
Oh, and you got, like, the 90s animated series skin.
Yeah, exactly, you got all
was,
those extra skins
oh,
and stuff
good.
Like that, so.
Catwoman, there was also the
Catwoman. Catwoman, of course.
Which, that, like, it's a great little mini, it's a few levels that they just kind of, like, edit into the main game
mm.
at certain points that kind of, like, tells a small side story and makes part of the later game make
yeah.
a little more, not even make a little bit more sense. It's just less of a coincidence
yeah.
at a certain point. But it's great. City is like one of my favorite games.
Oh, of course. No, I remember when I got City, I was just played it like all the time.
I replayed that game. I have replayed that game like at least 4 times. Yeah. Like in the since it came out.
Mm-hmm.
I love it so much. Pick it up if you haven't played these games.
Have you played any of the? You said you didn't play the first two. Have you played any of them though?
I played Arkham Knight.
Okay, gotcha, yeah, gotcha. Kind of coming on the end of the franchise there.
The only reason I played that is because I heard Red Hood was in it.
Yeah, no, of course. Red Hood is awesome. So I mean, Jason Todd, like I just love the Robins in general. Personally, yeah, my favorite is Dick Grayson because
he's
the classic, he's the original, but I mean, Jason Todd, Red Hood, of course. Like, I love what they've done with all the characters. Like, each Robin has become its own thing. Yeah. Exactly, and it's great. So, anyway, that's my tangent on the Robins. I love Robins.
No one likes Damian. Go home, Damian.
Yeah, I mean, sorry, Damian. Yeah. You may be actual Batman's son, but Dick's better.
I was going to say something nice about Damian, but then I was like, I can't think of it.
No, he's just
nice
a spoiled little kid who happens to kill people. Also, if you couldn't tell, Batman is my favorite superhero. Yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm going to fit in right here in this podcast.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
Exactly.
I'm all right with that.
We actually have one more thing that mm-hmm. I forgot to talk about. No,
you need to be on okay. top of these.
Well,
things.
This is blame Chris for this because Chris. Okay, bye.
Just gonna. I guess I'm the host now.
There you go.
I am host now. Host now.
Look at me.
I am the host now.
I am the leader.
Exactly. Great. I just hijacked your show. So anyway, please continue.
Yeah, Chris posted this. An alleged leak of the plot of Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh, really?
Yes. I read it earlier today.
Spider-Man goes and gets a Euro.
A what?
Well, I guess we're not talking about it.
Okay, what?
Which I will say, now, this is a leak. It was leaked from someone on 4chan, I believe. Mm-hmm. And they've made a few calls before. I don't think anything as big as this. Mm. But they're, in the event it's true, possible spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
So if you
spoiler
don't...
warning,
it'll be like
just in general.
Yeah, we'll keep it to like 2 minutes.
Potentially, we don't even know. So
yeah, mute it for 2 minutes and
join us later if you want.
If you want, I don't
feel like it.
I mean, I'm not going over the whole thing. I'm just gonna be like skimming. So I read the thing and it felt very 60s Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
In it, the love interest is actually Liz Allen.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I know Mary Jane, I know Gwen Stacy, but refresh me on the Liz Allen if you
in like the early Spider-Man comics, she was Flash Thompson's girlfriend.
Okay.
Who like later broke up with Flash, kind of had a thing for Peter Parker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she was the popular girl. Eventually they broke up. She went back to dating Flash. Kind of around the same time that like Peter Parker and Flash Thompson became friends, mm-hmm. like. And this whole thing, it feels very 60s Spider-Man. In it, Oscorp is a company that's kind of, like, on the rise.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Slowly becoming, like, it's slowly starting
so
to
this
rival.
Is before Norman Osborn really got big, right?
And he does villainous things, and, like, they're working on building suits based off, like, Iron Man technology.
Okay.
One of them, a wingsuit that is used by Adrian Toomes to become the Vulture. But mm-hmm. the only thing is, wearing the suit right now, it's biologically powered, and it causes the user to rapidly age.
Oh, okay, that makes a lot of sense.
So, it's not an old man getting in the suit, like, the guy
that
gets in the suit. It actually
yeah.
does kind of
and
make
And I can
sense.
See that, so totally getting in with, like, the whole, what's it called, Scorpion thing as well. Yeah.
And the whole time, during this movie, Aunt May, like, there's an actual homecoming dance going on.
Oh, that's cute.
It's Avengers themed.
Oh, that's really cute. Not
yeah, Peter, yeah, Peter comes to blows with Adrian, who is trying to get revenge on Norman Osborn mm-hmm. for essentially setting him up for the failure of the suit.
Yeah.
And that involves, you know, Peter Parker's best friend, mm-hmm. Harry Osborn.
Harry Osborn, indeed.
And throughout the whole movie, Aunt May is dropping hints because she's trying to set Peter up on a blind date with a friend's niece.
Mm-hmm.
So like it really pulls from the original because at the very end of the movie, you know, the day is saved. As I said, I'm not going to go into too many specifics.
But is it going to be like, was it Face a Tiger? You hit the jackpot? Is that?
That's exactly what
okay,
happens.
Okay, good.
The,
oh, good. Oh,
at
got
the
it.
End, they hold a second homecoming because the first one was destroyed by the
okay.
Vulture. The second, second one is Spider-Man themed.
Sweet.
So and it's Daily Bugle's in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's Peter Parker, getting somewhat acclaim as Spider-Man, but then going back to his shitty life as Peter Parker.
And he's still he's a high schooler yet. He hasn't worked at the Bugle at this part yet.
He does freelance stuff.
Okay, that makes sense.
No, and then at the end, he gets a little bit more recognition because he walks into the second one. It's Spider-Man themed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And yeah, it is. He goes there with Mary Jane, who does deliver.
Gotcha. Okay.
The face of Tiger, you've hit the jackpot line.
It's, oh, good. Well, if
which
they're...
reading this, I was just like, oh my
that
god.
That sounds great. Not gonna lie.
This is classic Spider-Man.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. Like, I remember growing up, like, my biggest reference for Spider-Man was, of course, like, the Spider-Man animated that was on, like, Fox or whatever. Yeah. I really liked it. Like, that was a huge influence on me, like, watching superhero shows, because it was that, and, like, Batman the Animated Series, and, like, all the other stuff that came out of that. Like, that's my whole superhero digest as a kid. And so, like, definitely among, like I said, Batman's my favorite. Spider-Man's way up there, too, because I love the Sam Raimi movies.
Oh,
like,
the
Sam Raimi movies. I really do. I'm a huge fan of that sort of stuff.
Yeah. And, I mean, like, it also detailed a couple comedic beats.
Yeah.
One that's in the intro is he's foiling a bank robbery, knocks all the robbers, and then one of the robbers takes a hostage, at which point Spider-Man shines the spider signal on him and says, "I'm summoning the spiders," and just pretends he can mentally control spiders. Just to fuck with this guy, and like, if this is true, if all this is actually in the movie, I'm gonna be so happy because it sounds really great.
That's awesome.
It sounds really
great. Well, this post seems really detailed.
Yeah.
This was incredibly detailed.
Okay.
And I still haven't gotten into some of the, like, down to the part where they even talked about, like, the credit scene.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know.
If the person, like, made that up, someone needs to hire
them. Yeah, hey, that's really detailed. Like, hey,
at this point,
man.
Even if it
that's
is true, I think enough is going to change to where it's not supposed
to
be.
Yeah, no, of course.
But even if this is just a general idea of what could be happening, I think it's great. Nick, you're a big Spider-Man fan. What do you think?
I mean, what do I think? I'm
like,
excited.
What do you think? Yeah.
Well, I'm just curious. You saw, what's it called, Civil War. I'm assuming you both saw Civil War, right?
Yes.
Okay, so... what did you think of Spider-Man in the new Civil War movie?
I
don't know if you covered this on your podcast yet or not.
We have.
Yeah, we did.
I thought you listened to us.
I do, just not the most recent one.
Asshole.
Sorry.
I absolutely loved him in that movie. It was like, because the thing that made me, like, really happy, and this is, like, really dumb to most people, but, like, as soon as Iron Man pointed out, or, you know, Tony Stark pointed out the cartridges for his webbing, I was like, as soon as he was like, "No, I made these at home," I was like, "Okay, this is gonna be awesome."
Great. Yeah,
yeah, I was really excited about that. And then he was like making jokes throughout the entire fight, and that's like the best part.
It's
about
the
Spider-Man
wisecracking banter.
He just
exactly,
constantly makes jokes.
It was a perfect balance of, you know, getting the stuff from classic Spider-Man and just updating it just enough. Like,
I agree.
Maybe this 16-year-old kid shouldn't have, like, a 99-year-old Aunt May. Yeah.
Exactly. No, I totally understand. Please, shoot.
The other thing that, like, I actually really enjoyed, and it's, like, a really minor thing, but I talked about it on an earlier episode, when he catches the Winter Soldier's fist. Everyone looks at him like, what the hell? Because they've never seen, like, they have Thor, who's like a god, and then the Hulk, who's like a freak accident in a lab. But they've never seen, like, a teenage kid grab someone's fist.
And Winter Soldier is, like, if I remember correctly, he got, like, some of the super, super soldier serum in him, right? So he's really strong. And it's
a metal arm.
Exactly.
Because
yeah,
he grabs his arm.
You got a metal arm? That's so cool. Exactly.
It's the best part.
I completely agree with that on Spider-Man. I thought Tom Holland did a great job.
Yeah, he did a great job.
I mean, Sony is still involved in this one, but apparently they're, like, letting Marvel handle a lot of the creative. Sony's pretty much just, I think, licensing back to Marvel, quintessentially. And, I mean, I think it was the right move to do, especially after an okay Spider-Man movie and a god-awful one.
That's true. I mean, here's my thing about The Amazing Spider-Man. It's like, I already said, I love the Sam Raimi movies. I think Tobey Maguire got the Peter Parker aspect of Spider-Man down, like, fantastic. He did a great job with that. His Spider-Man, it was fun, but, like, not exactly. You know, and he had, like, the web shooting out of him, too. Yeah. Like, so they're like, his Spider-Man's not the greatest, but I love his Peter Parker. But then when you get to Andrew Garfield, his Spider-Man is great. Like, I love, like, his banter. Like, he makes the cartridges. But then his Peter Parker is a douchebag. And it's just like... So if you combine the two of them, I find, like, you get Tom Holland's one. And,
like,
as a kid.
Honestly, for Amazing Spider-Man 1, like, the bit with the small knife was probably...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That was really great.
That part was hilarious.
Yeah.
So I think it did a good job in kind of, like, setting up a part of Spider-Man. But I think it's good that Spidey's
back.
And
it won't have the thing Amazing Spider-Man had of... rushing to set up a giant universe. Exactly. Because he's already in one.
Exactly. Which is good. So Spidey's home. Good to have him back.
I'm so excited.
Exactly. Yeah, we're going to be seeing an Oscorp that's like rising to fill what... to like compete with Stark Industries. Mm-hmm. To also, from what I hear, partially fill the void that S.H.I.E.L.D. left behind.
Okay.
They were dismantled. So,
like private weapons contracting and stuff like that, which I guess could lead into a Green Goblin or anything like that.
I think they might be building up to like Sword or something.
That would be pretty sweet.
You know, it'd be hilarious if they made Hobgoblin instead of introducing.
I would love that. I would really like that too.
I would like that.
Okay. Good.
I would actually not hate that. I mean, it's kind of hard to do Spider-Man without Green Goblin at some point because he's
so
connected to
him. And they've done Green Goblin, they've done Doc Ock,
it's like Batman without doing Batman without
exactly.
Like I said, I still want them to make Mysterio.
I think Mysterio would be so cool.
Would be the
I think
coolest
because he's like, well, they've done the Lizard and like they've done all these other people. We need Vulture. We need Mysterio.
They've got all these people they could add, like Scorpion.
Mm-hmm.
Scorpion would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Who like. Freaking...
Let's get Venom right.
Let's do Venom.
We can do Carnage.
Exactly. Carnage would be great to have.
I just can't. Carnage is my
And then
favorite.
Let's just forget we ever had Paul Giamatti's terrible, terrible Rhino. What the hell kind of accent was that? Like, come on, Rhino. Let's just forget Amazing Spider-Man 2 ever existed because that was, let's be honest, that was a terrible movie.
I forgot about that part.
All right, let's move on. We're starting to talk about bad movies again. We're trying to do that.
Let's move on.
All right, so we were talking about some TV shit last week.
Exactly.
And we got some more TV shit for you. Mm-hmm. Trailer just released today.
Oh, I thought you were going to say there were more cancellations. I was like, Jesus Christ, what are they
I mean,
doing?
Actually...
Cutting. Just like, kill
done.
Everything.
We're done with everything.
Hey, you know, no, all right, we... Agent
who
Carter's...
hurt? Who hurt ABC?
No.
Yeah. Who hurt them?
The CW.
Exactly.
ABC.
CW is the best, not gonna lie.
ABC is just there with the pillow over the head of its shows, like, go to sleep.
Go quietly into the
CW just kicks down the door and just starts making it rain.
It's renewed everything, and it made, like, four more shows.
Yeah.
Oh, God. CW is just the best.
Oh, what's that? Your high concept drama failed? That's too bad. Jane the Virgin, My Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, picked up.
I love both of those shows so much.
I've heard
good cannot.
Things. I just can't.
I haven't watched them yet.
They're so fucking good.
This is like the CW's greatest lineup.
It really is. With everything, with all the DC shows, you have these incredibly high concept shows like Crazy Ex-Girlfriend,
OG,
which is
CW
going
people.
Forever, and then you have
it will never
so much
die.
Other stuff.
It will never die.
I know a vast majority of women that watch that show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I also watch that show.
Yeah, no.
And it's so
Supernatural's
good, dude.
Great.
I still
it's
have to watch it.
It's such a good show.
I'm saving it. Like, one day, I'm going to be in a dark place where it's like, I haven't watched anything.
Like, physically? Like, you're going to be in your basement with, like, the lights off?
Well, that's part of
like,
it, too.
Well, that's right now, actually.
You just flip off the lights. Yeah, we are in a dark place now.
No, I'm just going to be in this dark place where it's like, I have nothing to watch.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be nothing. And that's when I break glass in case of emergency, and I bust out what I can only assume will be, like, the 20 seasons of Supernatural.
Oh, yeah. Supernatural would just go forever.
You watched it.
I've seen bits and pieces of it.
Oh,
like,
man.
I've seen the Seven Deadly Sins one. I've seen the racist truck. I've seen the ghost truck.
I've heard of the one where they go to, like, a Supernatural convention.
Yeah. And the one that, like, breaks the fourth wall or whatever.
Around Halloween,
yeah.
I was like, people kept telling me, for no joke, for like 3 years, people were like, you gotta watch this show, and I'm like, alright. I was like, you know what, it was like Halloween, and I was literally doing nothing, so I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna watch this show. I watched every single season.
Jesus. But hey, that's good.
Yeah, that show was amazing.
It's fun.
I watched the whole show, and then, but now the thing is I like forgot that they were making
still
a new
doing
season.
It.
Yeah, so I was like, because I'm not used to shows being on.
Oh God,
for
this
that
is
long.
Still a thing.
Yeah, so like I haven't seen the new season or seasons. I don't even. I think it's just one, right? Almost positive.
Been going for.
There's a new. I think they're just wrapping up a new season. Like the CW's wrapping up a lot of their shit now.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, I gotta watch those now because
like, yeah,
show.
Yeah, they're because yeah, next week is like the Arrow and the Flash.
Yeah.
Finale.
Yeah.
I think it's Legends 2 next week as well, I'm sure.
Yes,
yeah.
Which apparently they're introducing a new character who's
sweet.
Prevalent in season 2, referenced in an earlier episode.
Oh, by the way, sorry to cut you off. when I say that a show is good, I take it or leave it. Because I don't watch TV that often, so like that's
it's okay.
Yeah, like I liked Arrow.
I still like Arrow.
We'll talk about it.
The only reason I say that is because I stopped watching, so I haven't like I haven't got a chance to catch up yet.
That's
so.
Fair.
We'll get to CW stuff in a minute. Yeah.
Please do, because I can go forever.
Good. DC's Powerless, NBC show on television. It follows an insurance agency that specializes in covering, or in this case, denying coverage for superhero damages. Mm-hmm. We actually see what looks like a brawl between a hero and a villain in the trailer. Mm-hmm. Looks surprisingly good.
Oh, good. I'm excited.
The quality of the fight and such. A few great comedic beats. Vanessa Hudgens stars. Mm-hmm. Supporting cast with Danny Pudi of Community and Alan Tudyk of Firefly.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's a pretty stacked cast. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, for the audience they're going for, especially with it.
Oh, of course.
I think this could be one of the best shows to get in those hardcore comic people.
Yeah.
But by having Vanessa Hudgens and by giving it that primetime slot on NBC, they could really
definitely. Yeah. And also the cast looks really diverse too. Surprisingly, that's a whole lot of different groups represented. And I just want to say this for the record, I think Vanessa Hudgens is fantastic because I saw her in Grease Live recently and she was amazing in that. So I have total faith in her. She's gonna nail it.
I watched that too because someone I actually went to school with.
Oh really?
She was in the background.
Oh my god, that's awesome!
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it was really cool. And It was a really cool
production.
Yeah, no, I worked.
Watch that now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really good.
It's Grease Live.
Exactly.
The only reason I say that is because I had somebody else say it was good too, but them, I'm usually whatever.
It's worth a watch. It really is, and she was fantastic in it. So I have complete faith that she can nail the show.
And there were a lot of references to DC canon, Superman, Batman.
Can they really? Oh, they can reference that.
They were literally saying, so Wonder Woman smashed this building.
Oh, sweet.
Can we clarify that as, an act of God for damage? Well, technically she's like a demigod.
Now I'm even more excited.
The end
that
of the trailer
fantastic.
Just has some woman yelling, "I want to bone Aquaman so hard." that's a great joke at the end.
Just going straight into it, huh?
Oh, yeah, she just went straight into it.
Good. I will say this, comparing, DC and Marvel TV for a second here, it's DC TV, it's not required to have, one continuous canon. They can do whatever they want. You can have the CW shows having their own canon. You can have, Gotham doing whatever. And you can just, have this show, which is oh, yeah, Superman, Batman, Aquaman, whatever.
And it is a separate thing from
the
CW, because on the cover of Rolling Stone is Hawkman.
Sweet.
And, it's classic Hawkman. Bare-chested with just, the X thing.
The giant wings and stuff like that.
The bird helmet. Yeah. They're just going vintage. I think they're going to be able to play with, that sort of stuff.
Oh, good. That sounds fantastic. Because, as much as I love Marvel, and I do love Marvel, they have to stick to the same everything's continuity, So it's good things and bad things.
Yeah.
And same thing with DC. Mixed continuity, good things and bad things,
Marvel will get their turn for the comedic take.
Oh, I'm sure.
Damage control is the rumored
thing. Yeah, that looks very similar to this sort of
The premise
Powerless.
Sounds similar. I don't recall any casting for it off the top of my head. Yeah. But this
Do
is
they
like
also
more.
Also have Vanessa Hudgens.
Yes.
They need Vanessa.
they both have her.
It's the same trailer, but at the end she just says, "I want to bone Spider-Man." So
exactly. It just changes up a little.
Which is weird, because he's in high school in this.
That's
one.
Weird.
Oh, okay.
It's a darker tone, I think.
Jeez.
We'll put that on Netflix then.
Why are you reminding me of things? Oh my god.
How did you forget about that? I don't know, because
I'm an idiot.
Okay.
Rumored Netflix series. Mm-hmm. Marvel has there's a rumor of 3 superheroes.
Oh, yeah.
Leave the best for last.
Which?
The one that I'm a little iffy about.
I'm just going to say them. The one that starts with an M?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay, yeah. apparently 3 heroes join the Marvel Netflix roster who all seem to be good fits for that kind of darker tone. We have, keep in mind, this is rumored, so nothing's confirmed, Blade.
Which is pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
That's awesome.
I mean, yeah, in a way, Blade almost kind of kicked off the superhero movie craze, back
yeah,
in the day.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, and plus, it was another terrible superhero movie. Oh, exactly. Ryan Reynolds was in.
Oh, I forgot he was in that.
He was in the third one, yeah.
But I actually did read an article regarding that. Like, that role in Blade got him Wade Wilson in X-Men Origins.
Which, in turn...
got him Deadpool. Good. So we can thank Blade for Deadpool.
That's good. I'm glad, actually.
Yeah.
Inadvertently.
A little bit.
And then, second
I'll
one.
I'll give them that.
Ghost Rider.
Ghost fucking Rider. One, I think...
I'd be cool with that.
That could be
That
cool.
would be really cool if they do it right, and the Marvel Netflix stuff. They're 3 for 3 in my book.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Like, I mean, you got Daredevil, which is goddamn amazing. You have Jessica Jones, also goddamn amazing. And then Luke Cage, gonna be freaking amazing.
Yeah, I forgot about Luke Cage.
Especially seeing as how the... I think the Netflix series solved my biggest issue with the Marvel, like, movies.
Yeah.
Good villains.
Oh, of course. Yeah, Killgrave was awesome.
Killgrave was amazing.
But what do you... He's
Kingpin.
Gone now.
Yeah, that's...
But Kingpin's great. We can keep
Kingpin's,
him around.
Oh, they're and they are
yeah,
keeping him
are
around.
For Jessica Jones season 2?
They said that they would be focusing more on, like, the supporting characters a little bit as well.
Okay, I'd be fine
with
that.
Which should be good. And I think they could bring someone in. I mean, I don't...
I'm sure.
I don't think Jessica Jones has ever had her own dedicated roster of villains.
What's his name?
Oh, the guy... The cop?
The cop.
Who took the pills or whatever.
Yeah, I forgot his
I really
name.
Like...
Nuke.
Yeah. I really liked
Who's
him for
like,
the longest time.
He's like a... Yeah, he's like a roided out... Like
soldier or whatever.
He's a like roided out xenophobic version of Captain America.
Mm-hmm. But he started out so cool and
who
so nice.
Who literally gets like an American flag face tattoo?
Yeah,
I hope they do that.
I hope
that
they
would
do
be
that.
Hilarious.
Well, I mean the red, white, and blue pills were kind of I think the illusion.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Yeah,
I'd totally love to see him more
in
season
and then,
2.
The red, white, and blue pills are
those
actual things.
Really?
That he takes.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's why he's.
Like, because they were like, it was like the uppers, the downers,
yeah,
and like the.
I think like just the white ones keep them stable.
The ones keep them, controlled.
And then the third one, Moon Knight. Who is. This would be the most obscure hero they've ever thrown out there.
Oh, yeah.
Moon Knight.
That'd be pretty cool, though.
Nick, give us Moon Knight.
Please.
As my friend Nate, like said, it's kind of like. Marvel's version of Batman.
Mm-hmm. But he kills, right?
Except he kills.
He just murders people.
And instead of black and gray, he's white.
He's, yeah,
just
he's
white,
just
the whole white suit. Does not stand out. I mean, he totally stands out during
that.
I don't know. I didn't read a whole lot on him when I was a kid. Like, I remember seeing him in comics, like, he would make appearances, and I remember reading, like, a few of them from, like, my cousin's collection of comics, which was, like, the most ridiculous collection I've ever seen in my life. But I remember seeing him and being like, what is he doing? Like, what does he do? And then I remember like looking him up and being like, so he's literally like, that's the best way to describe him. It's just Marvel Batman. Like who kills people. Yeah. He's like Red Hood.
Yeah.
Kinda. Yeah.
Does Moon Knight use swords? Or does he use guns?
He uses,
I would take him as more of a Blade person. I don't know why.
I want to say it's.
I really don't know.
I'm gonna.
I haven't read enough Moon Knight to know.
I'm gonna fact check this because I can't remember and I don't want to get it wrong. Honestly. Mm-hmm.
All right then.
I'm almost positive he uses like blades.
Okay, that seems to fit a lot more.
Well, here you fact check that. We're gonna move on because we've added like four topics that we
need
to talk about.
That's totally fine.
Let's keep it moving. Next on the list, pulling it up. You can cut this out or you cannot. I don't care.
Shout out to Post.
I'm like, CW. That's Nick. Nick is Post. All right. CW.
Mm-hmm. Please.
Oh, here we go. Ooh. So, they already have a few shows, and they recently announced they're going to be taking over Supergirl, which is where that show should have been in the first place.
Exactly. Very true. Very, very true.
We're going to have a crossover between Arrow, The Flash, Legends of Tomorrow.
Oh my god.
Supergirl.
I can only get so hard, man, okay?
And Gotham. No one wants that. No one wants Fish Mooney showing up.
My boner can only last so long.
I say Gotham, it goes away.
That's okay. I like Gotham. Just gonna throw that out there,
I did hear about what they introduced in the finale.
Yeah.
Gotham, which what they're teasing for next season.
Mm-hmm. It's worth a watch.
Which. Spoiler in 3, 2, 1. Court of Owls.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, could be interesting. Spoiler done.
Exactly. But CW. Get into that.
Yeah. So, yeah. A four-way crossover, just a gigantic, like, is this just going to be each show gets an hour of it? Because that's going to be a fucking four-hour, like, yep. Epic.
I know, like, that would be absolutely insane, because I know they've done the, they did the first Flash Arrow crossover, which was pretty awesome, and then this year's launched Legends, yeah, which was great.
That's why I think I prefer the second crossover, because just felt more epic.
Exactly, and then with Supergirl thrown into the mix, too, I mean, like, that's gonna be so amazing. Because
then I hope Martian Manhunter's there, too.
Oh my god, that's right, because that means, oh my god.
Yeah, which...
That means Manhunter's part of it, too.
Yeah, which, I mean, yeah. Like, let me say, in all of Supergirl, the reveal... of Martian Manhunter was my favorite highlight of that show.
I definitely agree.
They did the impossible. They like kept casting new Secret completely by casting him as a completely different character.
And it worked. It worked so well.
Oh my god! I like crapped my pants when I saw that. It was incredible.
Yeah.
It was just when I was like starting to lose interest in it too. Mm-hmm. So it came at the perfect time.
Exactly. I feel that like I definitely agree. Supergirl should have been on the CW in the first place, and to have her on the network now, I think is just a beautifully smart idea.
I mean, and plus, I think it's good because I think soon we're going to start seeing at least one of these CW superhero shows coming to an end. Granted, it'll be replaced instantaneously with something else.
But, like, I mean, my personal feeling just in general is I don't think the superhero phase we're in right now, it's not going to last, I think, too much longer. I think we're in the tail end of it, you know? Yeah. I'd say maybe everything's going to peak after, like, Infinity Wars and, like, Justice League finish up their movies. After that, I don't know where it's going to go. Same thing with TV. Like, where are we going to go? I don't think we can survive anymore.
We're running out. It's the market's quickly becoming saturated.
Exactly. And I don't think CW could take on any more superhero shows. Like, I was like, I liked Legends, but I was like, okay, Legends has got it. Like, they can't do another spinoff. But by having Supergirl come, like, from another thing implanted in, I think, like, okay, like, they give them that, okay, for a but then after a while, like, they can't do a fifth show. I mean, that's just too much.
I don't want an Adam spinoff. I don't want...
I think he's fine on Legends. Like, he's fine where he is.
Like, short of just doing a completely other, like, just crafting another superhero out of the blue, I don't think it can be done.
Yeah.
Also, CW, get Constantine, please.
Oh, that would be great.
That's the exception
Into Legends. Throw him into Legends.
They've established him.
I love Constantine.
Dude, and the show was actually pretty good. And when he was on Arrow.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, he was on Arrow. And he had his own show on NBC for a season. And, like, I get, like, it only lasted a season. Unfortunately, it's NBC. They can't hold anything.
Yeah. I mean, it's true.
But, like, Matt Ryan as John Constantine is some of the best casting I have ever seen.
I mean, I think, like, a lot of these superhero shows in general, like, I'll go on record and say that I think Marvel's done an absolutely goddamn incredible job casting for everything. Like, their movies, their TV shows, pitch perfect. And same thing with, like, the DC shows as well. I think Stephen Amell for Green Arrow is absolutely amazing. I think Grant Gustin, fantastic. I really think...
Grant Gustin is Barry Allen.
It's true. Very true. And I think what's...
Like, to the point where... One season into The Flash, I'm already bitching about them casting someone else as the Flash in the movies.
It's very true. Just in general, like, I think that these superhero shows in general have done, like, extremely well spot on casting. The only exceptions are someone like, you know, Edward Norton for Hulk and stuff like that, you know, but that's a whole other topic.
Even that wasn't the worst.
No, he was fine. It's just Mark Ruffalo's better.
Yeah, Mark Ruffalo's way better.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... we're very much in a, like, golden age of superheroes.
I really
stuff.
Do
And
think.
I do think we're nearing that point of oversaturation. Mm-hmm. Oversaturation.
I think we should be...
Oversaturation?
Oversaturation.
But I think we should be enjoying it, like, while it is right now, you know? Yeah. I feel like, in general, like, we've got so much stuff going on, like, right now that we should just be happy to have more comic book stuff, the better, you know? One of my big criticisms of, like, just nerd culture of, like, modern right now is that I feel that, like, we tear each other down a lot so much, whether it's between rivalries of, like, DC or Marvel, like, different competing camps. Like, I feel like that because nerd culture was so, like... It was the victim of bullying for, like, so long, and it was, like, the underground thing. When we finally get, like, top status, like, running culture, we don't know how to be good winners, and we don't know how to succeed, you know? So, like,
so
I love nerd culture, but we gotta just be happy with what we have and, you know, be supportive instead of tearing each other the hell down.
That's exactly what a DC fuckboy would say.
Ridiculous.
Oh, Lord. Oh, but... Oh, good. Good, good, good.
Ridiculous. Oh, I figured out what Moon Knight's weapons are.
Oh, good.
He used to use, like, these weird, like, throwing crescents that were shaped like scarabs.
Okay.
And, like, a boomerang. and like this big staff.
So he's got a lot of curved weapons that he throws. Okay.
And then he had a big staff that was shaped like an ankh.
Okay.
And it would, I think it would vibrate or it would glow or something when there were like.
Does he like bash
nearby.
People over with it?
Yeah, like he uses it as like a bludgeon or or like a throwing weapon. It said.
I feel like his weapons are so impractical.
Those are the old ones. So
okay.
They changed them.
The stars, they cut and you bleed out. Otherwise, he's going to bludgeon you to death with your onyx. Wow, Moon Knight just really wants these guys to suffer, I guess.
I just watched a man beat another man to death
with an onyx. There is no god.
The new ones, though, are like, he's got like a bow.
Okay.
He's got like, it's like more practical. And you're
okay,
like, why
good.
Didn't you just start with it? The thing is his old ones were modeled after Egyptian culture. And it was because his powers actually come from an Egyptian god, which I remember. I forgot his name, honestly. It's like an actual.
Actual Egyptian god or whatever.
Yeah, the moon or something.
Okay.
And it,
what powers does he have? Like healing or something?
He was a boxer. He was a boxer and a marine. Mm-hmm. So he knows like hand-to-hand combat.
Okay.
But he got it. I think it just like enhances his like fighting ability or something when the moon is out. So like the full like more.
He's a werewolf.
Well, basically, but when
we're superhero, I guess.
Like,
okay.
I guess, you know, like the fuller the moon is, the more power he gets.
Okay.
So like, but the thing is that's weird is that like, if it rains, he's fucked. Like if it's cloudy out, like all right.
Oh well. Damn! You know, Moon Knight, help me! I'm sorry, I can't. There's no moon. It's like. There's too much humidity
like
in the air. I'm sorry.
The entire month of December, he's stuck inside.
I'm sorry. Like, I just can't.
They're like, what happened to Moon Knight? He disappeared in December.
I hear the city crying, and I'm like, sorry, can't help.
better change the channel. Raise the volume.
Okay, so.
I can just.
So, pivoting back to CW for another couple minutes here. Greg Berlanti continues to amass power as. The next show he's working on, Riverdale, apparently just had their trailer debut at Upfront. Fuck, stop for a sec.
Just cough it up. Just let it out. Hairball. Hairball, very clearly.
Yeah. What the fuck
was
that?
Lucas just threw up all over the floor. It's just a mess.
Dude, it's everywhere.
Not done. I'm done now. So, yeah. Pivoting back to the CW for a second, the trailer for Riverdale just debuted at the Upfronts today. Greg Berlanti's newest show, as he continues to gain more shows and
he's
grow
gonna
in
run
power.
The world by the end of this.
Surprisingly, I like Warcraft. Like, I'm excited for Warcraft. I'm excited for the Spider-Man movie. I am super fucking excited for Riverdale.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I am so excited.
That third thing doesn't match the other two.
I used to read Archie comics
I'm really excited.
All the time when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it sounds...
Definitely makes sense.
I'm so excited.
I mean, the cast looks really cool. The concept looks great. They got a Sweet Life twin as Jughead.
That was the only reason I found out was they got Cole Sprouse as Jughead.
Yes,
and
that's
going to
be
like,
great.
All right, I'm down.
Cole,
I'm down
for that. I totally remembered which one they cast. Yes.
It was Cole.
Exactly. Right. Cole's
there's a difference. They're both...
Come on, Dylan's the douchebag. Cole's the nice guy, you know? Like, come on, get your Sprouse twins right.
Dude, is that true, or did you just say no,
it's true, actually.
They both start with D?
I used to watch Sweet Life. Come on.
I saw on Twitter... fucking Dylan Sprouse went like dumpster diving for art. Dude, he's hilarious. First of all, went dumpster diving for art dressed as a giant rat with his friend. Like, just like why?
Then Greg Berlanti saw his footage and was like,
"I need your twin as Jughead."
That's Jughead.
That's your twin brother as Jughead.
Not you, the other guy. But yes, going back to Riverdale, I'm just
I'm
like
so
you,
excited.
I'm so excited for Riverdale. Like I've been reading the new Archie comics. Like when Archie got a reboot recently, like I was skeptical. Like really, come on. Like does Archie need a reboot too? But like, it's been so good. Comics have been so good recently. Yeah. And so I'm like, if they're using that as a basis for Riverdale, sign me up. I'm very excited.
Also, if you want good comics,
I'm so bummed.
Superman American Alien.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable.
I've heard that's fantastic.
I read, they just released the final issue yesterday.
Oh, because they're doing the Rebirth.
It was a limited run.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, Max Landis writes it. Sweet. It's fantastic. It's so good.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that now. Yeah. Now I gotta read more comics.
It'll be available in trade paperback.
Okay, good. I know Archie Volume 1 in trade paperback is coming out very soon, if I remember correctly, so I'm gonna get my hands on that pretty soon. I'm excited.
That's gonna be great. I'm definitely gonna pick that up in trade. But yeah. CW, just more and more
CW
stuff.
CW is just running the world at this point, yeah. Because like we've said, like, they've got all the DC shows, and like, I'm unabashedly a huge fan of Jane the Virgin, my Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, you know, mm-hmm. these like shows that at first glance you're not sure what to think of them, but if you actually just sit down and watch them, they're so funny, so well written, and just incredibly, incredibly like emotional, just incredibly wonderful shows. And so I can't sing their praises enough.
Yeah, it's like, emotional, speaking of which, like, one of the recent Flash episodes, the Runaway Dinosaur.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Written, directed by Kevin Smith?
Yeah, written by Zach Stentz. Okay. Yeah, he wrote X-Men First Class. And
oh, sweet.
Yeah.
High caliber episode, which, that one.
Yeah, it was a great episode. I loved it so much. And plus, this is the first example of them, like, they just reached out to Kevin Smith because he's an unabashed fan
yeah,
of the show.
Of course.
And to see him just, like, kind of step into it, respect what they wanted to do. Very much say, I'm not bringing anything to this. This is all you. Okay, I lied. Jason Mewes is
yeah, we got a cameo with him. So,
I mean, how could you not?
Exactly.
Yeah. Jason Mewes is Zoom.
Oh, speaking of that real quick, I just want to throw out for the record. A few months back, I went to, what's it called, Heroes and Villains Fan Fest, which was in Chicago, for, it was a comic convention.
I saw photos, yes.
Oh, yeah. I was there. I met Teddy Sears, and Teddy Sears is the sweetest man. What happened was I was dressed up as Jay Garrick for that. And so I was like, I have to go meet Teddy Sears. And I met him and he was just like, I was just so excited, like a little kid. And he's like, your costume is amazing. And like, I wanted to take a photo with him and he put my helmet on and he wore it. And I'm like, you just made my life. He signed the front and he put it on his head. And I'm like, Jay Garrick is wearing my Jay Garrick helmet.
Did you know who he was?
Because they had revealed the Zoom thing, and so they had like headshots you could buy, and some of them were like him as Zoom, him as Jay Garrick, and it was like, okay, they got it. But it was just so cool seeing him there, and I was like, you just made my life.
That's awesome.
So yeah,
actually,
Teddy
he's on like one of the most recent episodes of Fat Man on Batman.
Oh really? Oh yeah. God, now I gotta listen to it.
No, they do an interview with him, and they do an interview with Zach Stentz, who wrote the episode
good.
For
I'm
Kevin
I'm really
Smith.
Excited now.
Yeah, and they're actually bringing Stentz on for season 3 as like sweet. One of the I think consulting producer.
That would be amazing just to have him on.
Oh yeah, no, it would be great. I mean, the Flash has been so great. I really can't wait to see what they're going to do next.
I know, with everything, like, I feel like the last two seasons, it's been like, who's the speedster? Who's the evil speedster? First with, like, the Reverse Flash thing, which I loved. I loved everything about that. It was so great. And then with Zoom 2, I mean, it's just so good that they're building on everything.
And there's still
some
mystery to find out who the man in the Iron Mask is.
I know! I personally think it's another Teddy Sears. It's just a third
one.
So
many Teddy Sears.
By the way, everybody on the show is Teddy Sears
Which
now.
Which, actually,
I mean.
since Teddy Sears, I don't know if he'll be in season 2. If you want more Teddy Sears, he's going to be in the new, in 24 Legacy.
Oh, sweet.
On Fox. So mm-hmm. if you want more Teddy Sears, you can check that out. And we're going to move on because.
Go for it.
We could talk.
I could talk about CW forever.
When we go on your show, let's do another CW.
Please
day.
Do. I could. I could totally
God,
do that.
Oh, God, yes.
Please.
DC Films. we were all like, you're making shit. And then they were like, fuck it, Geoff Johns, you're in charge, take the wheel.
That's true.
And Geoff Johns is now taking the wheel.
I'm very excited about
his
that.
His work starts by doing some consulting work on post-production of Suicide Squad.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can only imagine he'll be even more involved with Justice League.
Oh, good.
Should start shooting soon.
Is Zack Snyder still directing Justice League?
As of this moment,
okay.
yes. But
in general?
You never know like what could change.
Does he still have a job?
I mean, I believe like Edgar Wright was swapped out of Ant-Man.
Okay.
Very close to when production went into, so what I'm saying is there's hope.
Yeah. Well, here, I just want to go for the record to say I don't hate Zack Snyder. I think he can do good work.
Same. I just don't think he's
a good guy. Yeah, I think he's the wrong choice for Justice League because, I mean, I'm sure you guys have talked about Batman v Superman. I don't want to get into that per se.
we don't either.
That's fine. But, like, I respect what he does, and I think he's a good visual artist. Yeah. I just don't think he's good at making a larger narrative come together. Like, he's good at little individual elements that can work really, really well, but they just don't mesh.
And for what DC was demanding, which was make this movie that will be the foundation of our entire universe.
I think he was the wrong
person.
But
what do I have
to
build
it
on so far? Superman, that's it. Have fun.
It's true. I mean, I have hope in Suicide Squad. Like, I think that looks really good.
Yeah, and Johns is making some comments about how he may want to, like, make some alterations to Superman. Okay. Like, have him be more optimistic, more hopeful, be that symbol of hope that they complained about all the time in the first one.
Because, I mean, Superman is, like, he's the ideal that humanity needs to strive for. He's that hope, that symbol of greatness. I like Henry Cavill. I think Henry Cavill does a good job. They just don't give him enough to work with.
Yeah, they don't help him as well.
Exactly.
DC, find Max Landis, get him to write Man of Steel 2.
Really?
I think so.
I would prefer, what's his name?
After reading his run on American Alien, mm-hmm. I think there's no one better out there to nail this human element of Superman. This was a series.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's really no continuity to it. It's really just each issue is a different moment from his life. Like, the first time he learned to fly when he was a boy and was actually afraid of, like, floating away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To the point where, like, he got drunk, landed on a yacht, and was like, dude, are you Bruce Wayne? Yeah. Yes, I am. And he just
get drunk beforehand. His plane crashed for some unexplainable reason. Like,
and then he lands on a yacht, and it's literally, they just think he's Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
He proceeds to drink and then get poisoned by Deathstroke, who's like, I'm here to kill Bruce Wayne. Yes, I'm going to do it. Why aren't you dying? Because he's Kryptonian, so
exactly.
It literally
just
makes him drunk. And he flicks Deathstroke off the boat.
Yeah,
I can believe it.
Literally flicks him, and Deathstroke goes. It's actually really fun.
And reading all of it, and then there's the next issue introduces Lex Luthor,
mm-hmm.
and reading the speeches that Lex makes, it's like, oh my god, this is what Zack Snyder wanted to do.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be cool with that. I mean, I think it would be cool to have. I'm sure you've probably read, was it All-Star Superman? Like,
I have.
Was this like Grant Morrison, I think?
I believe that. I think that was Morrison. Was it Morrison?
I can't remember exactly who it is right now.
I think so.
I don't want people to yell at me, so I'm going to look it up. Okay.
I'm fairly certain it is, but like to have like that comic book, I think, is the essential Superman reading. Like, I think it says everything you need to know about Superman, because it really gets that he's this hopeful figure, you know?
Yeah.
He's so great. Like, I love there's that, like, four panels of him just, like, helping that girl off the ledge, and, like, a moment like that, like, there's hardly any dialogue, but it speaks so true about, is it?
It is Grant Morrison.
Okay, good, I was right. But it's like, it speaks true to how hopeful of a character Superman is, and if the DC movies can, like, just tap into an iota of that, then I think they'll be on the right track.
I think they will, too, and I do have to say, American Alien is probably the best read I've had
since
All-Star Superman, in terms of Superman.
So DC movies, refer to DC Comics to get yourself. And also, like, as much as I love Dark Knight Returns, we should be done with this. And also, it worked in the 80s. It doesn't work now. Can't make a
especially
movie out of that.
Especially when you pair it with Death of Superman.
Exactly.
Moving on.
so much stuff to talk about today.
Yeah, we got. Yeah, and a lot of this came up in, like, the past 24 hours. So, so that's why it's a little bit unorganized.
That's fine.
We're never organized, actually. This next one, I know Nick's very passionate about this this next thing. Who wants a Tetris movie?
Oh
you don't? You want a trilogy? You want a goddamn Tetris sci-fi trilogy?
What's that? More movies?
You want three full-length movies about fucking Tetris?
Four blocks that make a line?
Yeah, like...
Okay, there have been weirder premises, I think. Like,
have there?
Okay, well, I'm trying to think, like, the Lego movie was a weird idea at first, and, like, other things. I'm trying to think of other things.
But that you can, like, at least see, because Legos resemble people and things.
It's true.
This is blocks falling.
I mean, it is very true. Like, granted, this is a very weird concept, but, I'm curious to see, like, how they make a plot out of it.
I didn't actually think about how they could make this a movie. How the hell can they make
plot.
How would they make Battleship a movie?
Jeremy said. Our friend Jeremy, he
commented on the Facebook page. Go over there, like it. Do it!
He goes...
We need some social interaction here.
He goes, I really hope that they play the Tetris theme throughout the entire movie.
Just do what Inception did. Like, just have it throughout, but, like, slow it down.
Like, slow
and then, like,
it down,
like,
drag
speed
it out
up,
and stuff,
use it.
That would be awesome.
It's literally each movie is just like a 90-minute game of Tetris.
Yeah, it's just
when you... It's literally just a dude hooked up his system to the projector, and he just sits there and plays Tetris.
Just Tetris, the movie.
No, you know what they should do?
And then what happens? It's just a fucking game of Tetris. They're in the corner. What's up, guys? My name is PewDiePie.
Exactly. Have you seen what is it? I think
the
it's
second one is Multiply. It's Markiplier, and the third one is someone.
Have you seen the College Humor sketch where it's Tetris God or whatever? Yeah. That should just be the premise. Like, line piece. Line piece. Exactly. It was just that's your movie right there.
That's that, actually great.
And have that God played by, of course, Liam Neeson. Have him play your Tetris God.
If we're also
God.
Doing College Humor stuff, have the new Power Rangers movie be Zordon is a racist, please.
That's true. I remember that one.
Zordon.
Why do I have the pink? Oh, because you're a girl. Wait, why? So why am I wearing yellow? it's a great, great sketch.
I sense evil in you, so the Red Ranger will now be Jorge. Okay, Jorge, power sombrero.
Oh God,
it's
great.
It's God, that's probably one of my favorite sketches from them. But yeah, it's a weird thing. I believe it's being made by a Chinese film company. Yeah. Of course it is. I don't really have much else.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'd be. I mean, it's a very.
It's gonna be interesting.
Well, I think because.
Mixed interests include Warcraft, Archie, and Tetris. There you go.
Exactly.
Only well, three movies.
Spider-Man.
And
Spider-Man. Well, I feel like here's my thing. It's like, because it is such a strange concept, like, I'm interested to see what they do. And it's like, you can't really mess this up because there's nothing to base it off of. You know, it's
like you have no expectations.
Yeah, you have total freedom to do whatever you want because it's so vague of an idea. So it's like, fine, show me a Tetris movie. Impress me, you know? I'm going to go in with no expectations. Because you can't go anywhere with four blocks, you know? There's nowhere to go from that.
In an ideal world, it'll be like that Futurama episode with Space Invaders.
Yeah.
Like...
Which was, they tried ripping that off with Pixels, which that's what it is.
That literally
Pixels
is,
is a rip of a Futurama episode. I mean, come on, has Adam Sandler sunk so low to scrape the bottom of the barrel?
Watch the trailer for his newest Netflix movie, and you'll have that question answered. Let's move on.
What's his Netflix movie?
Oh,
Ridiculous Six.
No, there's another one.
There's another one. Oh, is it The Cobbler?
No, no, that one was out a while ago. He signed a 4-picture deal with Netflix. The Ridiculous Six was the first one. The next one is called I forgot what it's called. It has him and I think it's David Spade.
The usual Adam Sandler suspects.
David Spade and Luis Guzman. I think, isn't it? That's about
probably
it.
Rob Schneider because fuck it.
Because Rob Schneider's in everything.
Rob Schneider won a bet with Adam Sandler, and the bet was you have to keep me employed for the
rest
of my life.
Rob Schneider is hilarious though. Like he's fucking cool.
Well, his daughter makes a lot of music. I think she's the one that did X's and O's, that song that's blowing up right now. That's his daughter.
Yeah, that is
his daughter. What?
Yeah, the song X's and O's on the radio. That's Rob Schneider's daughter.
Are you looking it up?
Did I just blow your mind now?
It's unbelievable in the sense that I literally don't believe you.
Actually, well, this is really weird. Do you know Game Grumps?
Yeah.
Okay, he was on there.
Rob Schneider?
They had guest Grumps, and they brought Rob Schneider and his wife on. And he's like actually a really nice dude.
Okay, I'm sure he's a cool
he's
dude.
He's actually really cool.
I just think he makes terrible movies.
It's...
When your filmography includes like Grown Ups 1 and Grown Ups 2, like you've done something wrong.
He says it. He goes. You're gonna have your fans, and you're gonna have your fucking. He says your errands because Aaron.
From Game Grumps.
He went off about Rob Schneider's like newer show, the Real Rob or whatever.
Yeah.
He's like, you're gonna have your fans, and then you're gonna have your errands who just fucking tear it apart.
No, of
He's
course.
Like, but still,
are you checking my facts?
Holy shit,
dude!
Yep.
You weren't lying.
I was
That's
right.
An
oh my
thing.
God.
Yep.
That's. We need to move on.
I need to take a second.
I can't process this.
Just
I can't
get my life in order now.
I can't do this, guys.
Yeah, wow. Okay, so the last thing we have. Trailer came out for Ghostbusters. A new trailer. A sequel to the most disliked movie trailer in the history of YouTube, as it turns out. We watched it, and I think we can safely say it's... Like, whether you
the
like it or not,
fine,
it's
think.
Not as it's not
no,
like
it's,
the first one.
No, it's you're right. It's not.
I Yeah.
I don't think it's, I think that's the one thing we can all agree on.
Well, as I was telling you guys earlier, I'm coming at this whole Ghostbusters thing from a very interesting position.
Oh,
because,
yeah, tell them this.
Okay, because for me, I haven't seen either of the original Ghostbusters, and honestly, I have no desire to, because for me growing up, like, Ghostbusters just weren't a part of my life. Like, I feel like it was an older movie that, like, I mean, I get that these were comedians at their prime, but it's just, like, it had no connection to me. I never watched any cartoons, never did anything Ghostbusters related. So, this new Ghostbusters movie, I couldn't care less, honestly. I don't give a shit about Ghostbusters in general. So all this rage about, you're ruining the legacy, whatever, it's like, I don't give a shit about it. I'm like, oh.
Right. Okay. And as you told us before the show, you just hate the movie because you hate women, right?
No, please. Don't put that on record. No.
I would like to state that. I would like to put on the record that is on the record.
No. But let me say this. I think, like, on paper, this new Ghostbusters movie, I think makes sense because you've got a lot of good elements. You've got Paul Feig, who's done a lot of great stuff with comedy. Bridesmaids, exactly. Yeah. Another huge, like female-centric comedy movie, and it's like all of the people in them, I think they're all SNL alums. Like, I don't know if Melissa McCarthy is, but
I don't believe she is, but I know.
But they're all huge comedy alums, you know, and like they've got a great cast of just people in general. You got a good premise, you got a good cast, and you've got a lot of good things working for you. So on paper, it makes sense, you know? And I mean, I think there's a lot of people out there, like there's a desire for just more diverse things in general in terms of movies, TV, whatever, you know? So I think there's a market for this. Like, it makes sense.
Yeah.
However, like I was saying earlier about nerd culture, we can't get any, we're not happy at everything, so everyone just tears everything down.
I mean, granted, that first trailer just was not a good trailer.
No, I get that.
It had a lot of jokes that just weren't working.
I understand.
And, but this
is
one,
this new movie going to be funny? I have no clue. Like, it could be objectively
bad. It has funny people in it.
In all honesty.
And it should
work. That's the thing about it, is like, is it going to be funny? I don't know. It could actually be funny or something, you know, like
exactly.
It could actually, like, I think the thing is like you said, we're like so used to just tearing things down if it's not like how we want it.
Yeah.
And it's that, like, cause I've realized that recently, and I started going into movies now thinking like, okay, well, I'm not going to have like super high expectations for it being exactly what I want. Cause
you gotta make it different.
That's ridiculous because you can't.
It can't be.
Yeah, because you've already read or seen that or played it, whatever you may have. But it's just, they can't keep remaking the same thing, so you're not obviously going to see, like, changes and stuff.
Exactly.
So you know, I've just been going in with that mentality now, and hopefully this one is all right. Like, that's sad that's like my hope. Like it's, I want it to be like okay. Like I don't care enough about this movie to be like, oh, I want it to be really good, but
and not angry enough to say I want it to fail or whatever.
Like,
you know?
Yeah, like
and there are people out there who are like that, who do want this movie to fail because they're like, that way the original can continue to exist.
Yeah.
It's like, here's the thing. You're always gonna have the original. The original's
not
going away.
Watch it.
They're not taking it away from Netflix.
They're just building
or
something different.
The
it's
thing
something
is
new.
Too is like, I grew up, both my brothers are 6 and 9 years older than me, so I grew up watching, like, all those, like,
because that was a movie aimed at them
and
stuff,
and,
like, when they were kids, too.
And, like, and, like, Ghostbusters, so I grew up with Ghostbusters, and, like, I wouldn't say, like, I'm a huge fan, like, I don't have, like, Ghostbusters collectibles and shit, but I would say that, like, I've watched that movie probably over, like, 100 and something times.
Yeah,
it's just what,
so it's understandable that someone like you would have like close feelings about it because it's so personal to you.
But when I hear people like, "Oh, I hope this movie fails," I'm like, "Why would you wish that?" Like, if you were like a fan of Ghostbusters, like it's just my opinion. But if you were a fan of Ghostbusters, you would hope that this movie does well because then it's like a new chapter of the Ghostbusters, and you're like, that's fucking sweet.
It's
like,
Ghostbusters for a new generation.
Yeah. And it just bothers me when people like hope that things fail, because you're like, that's dumb. Like,
exactly. And
you...
I think we should all be honest with ourselves about why the Ghostbusters movies are funny. It's not that, oh, Busting Ghost is funny. It's Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, and people during the prime of their comedy career. Exactly. You have all these great people at like the peak of their comedy. Like they made the movie, not the premise or whatever. The premise could have been fucking whatever you wanted it to be, you know? So like the fact that they're doing a new movie with funny people in it, like I have hope, because if they have good chemistry, they have funny. That's what makes your movie.
Yeah, I'm just I'm going into this movie now like,
I mean, the new trailer had some bits that genuinely got a couple chuckles out of me.
Yeah.
And the ending showed off what looks to be what some people are saying is the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. But from what I've seen, like some leaked toys, it's actually the main villain, who is essentially it's the ghost from the logo, but with a bow tie.
Okay. Then.
Which.
Okay.
I don't. I would love to have sat in the meeting where they came up
with this. Somebody
pitched that. Like, guys, we just need a villain. What about that thing?
Well, we don't know for sure whether or not. Like,
they ever use that thing? I don't think they use that. Let's use that thing.
I mean, like, I hope you're wrong, but if you are, like, if you are right, like, that's a weird, you're right, that's a weird thing to pitch.
I'm not wrong. Hang on.
Okay.
Give me a minute. I'll blow your mind.
We continue.
Okay, that's fine. I was just going to say that, like, just going off, like, whether or not I think this movie's going to be good is that if I like this movie, and if I go see it and I like it because, you know, it's funny, because it is. I'm not going to have any kind of reference to the previous Ghostbusters movie, because I haven't seen them. You know, if I like it, it's because I like the movie itself. If I don't like it, it's just because it didn't appeal to me, or it's not funny, you know? So, like, movie. I don't really want to go into it with any kind of rose-tinted glasses, and that's really weird.
Yeah,
kind of strange.
I am showing the photo of it. It's
It does kind of look like the logo.
It is the one. Look at the logo right next to it. Look at, like, the swivelly top head.
I'm almost positive that's the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Well, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man's got like a sailor hat, right?
He had a sailor hat. He had a neckerchief that said Stay Puft.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, so maybe it is the guy. What? I don't care. I'll see it.
If it works in the movie, fine. Like, we don't know how they're going to get to that point.
Here's the important thing. Make another Ghostbusters game that was like that Ghostbusters game that was released like 10 years ago. Yeah. Like a third-person shooter Ghostbuster game.
Wait, didn't they make one for the Wii? Like, is that what you're talking about?
You mean Luigi's Mansion?
Yeah.
Just so
no, there was literally one where it was just you got to play as a fifth Ghostbuster.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it was like cool. And you got to do a level where you fought the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, you got like the beam and stuff. It was so good. Oh, I loved that game so much.
The part of the, really quick, the part of that, the new trailer.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just hit the mic. That's probably going to show up. Yeah. The part of the trailer that, like, actually kind of made me laugh was the dragon thing, like the gargoyle thing on her shoulders. And she's like, I'm just going to leave now.
Yeah.
She's just like walking out and the people start taking like selfies with it. I was like, all right, that's kind of
funny. Yeah,
it was, and I think they do have moments that could work. I think that first one was they were still shooting. They just need to use shots that were finished. And maybe they just didn't have good stuff to use.
Yeah, and they just wanted to just basically show the world, this is your new Ghostbusters movie. Yeah. You know, just kind of like introduce it to everything. That's why they had the original Ghostbusters theme playing in it. It's like a new modified version of it, you know, with some kind of like recreating a lot of the old stuff. So it's like, I get why they had the original trailer.
This could, I mean, this has the potential to be good. I'm seeing it either way. I'm not going to be one of those
people.
No,
of course. I just want to say,
if there are people who don't want to see this movie because they don't think it'll be good, that's a fine decision to make. Yeah. It's a rational one to make. I want to have an opinion on it, on the whole movie itself, so I will be going to see it.
I'm just surprised that, like, there's so much discussion about a Ghostbusters movie. Like, objectively, this is a weird thing that we're talking about, that it garnered so much, that we really care about this so much, you know? But, you know, we talk about
it's
sort of stuff
everyone
anyway.
Cares about it for different reasons. I just want the movie to be good, and I hope
of course.
It's good.
I get you. Of course. That's fair.
And that's, we actually reached the end of the list.
Oh, good.
That's everything.
And wow, we talked about a lot.
There was a lot of shit to go through.
Hey, but I think it all worked out for the best.
I mean, I scrolled through to find some more shit. I'm not going to lie, like, I saw a new...
We had good discussions. For
and then I saw a news story with Stan Lee's picture next to it, and I was like, no, it's okay. He's good.
He's not dead yet.
Oh.
It's the same thing that happens whenever I see,
dude,
like...
how old is he, 92?
95,
he's like
94,
95.
Yeah.
Yeah. This summer, they actually confirmed this upcoming New York Comic-Con is going to be his last one ever.
Holy shit, that's crazy.
It's the same thing that happens with, like, whenever I see a news story with Betty White in the photos. It's like... really?
Nope.
She's good.
Not yet. We're good.
No.
A little bit longer.
As long as they keep feeding her, like, the blood of virgins. She will
the blood of the young will just keep her.
How old is Betty White?
I'm guessing also kind of like
90s.
I think she's
getting up older there. Than him. Stan Lee, I think Stan Lee's a little bit older. I think Betty White just had her 90th birthday, if I remember correctly, because it was a TV special.
Last thing I saw was
it?
They made a TV special for her 90th birthday.
I remember that. Okay, yeah.
In any case, thank you for being a friend.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Travel down the road.
That's a theme from the Golden Girls, kids.
If you didn't get that.
Google it.
I mean, if you don't know that, you're probably 10 years old. Yeah, Deadpool.
Yes.
Exactly.
But yeah. Oh, yeah, and then last thing, Ron Perlman has expressed interest in playing Cable in the Deadpool.
I think that would be amazing.
That would be great.
I love Ron Perlman.
That would be great, and that's the end of it. That's
I'm okay with that.
I would be fine with
that. You don't like Ron Perlman, do you? I thought you said you didn't.
No, I don't. I don't normally like the things that he's been in. Mm-hmm.
But this would
be... There's a few things that I actually do like him in. Like, I didn't mind him in... This is really weird, but Sons of Anarchy.
I love him in Sons of Anarchy. Really he was really good.
Yeah, he was... What it was he was like a fucking asshole.
That's the character.
That was his character. And so you're like, great. Okay, I hate him.
He's amazing on that. Then you're like, do you not like him in Hellboy or anything like that?
I don't like Hellboy that much. So I was like... that one was kind of like... I'm sure he did good. I just didn't really care for Hellboy. But, like, his other movies were just... They've always seemed like... He, like, didn't draw me in. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, like, he's in Pacific Rim, but, like, he's fun, but it's like...
Yeah, that was one of them that, like, he was in it, but he was, like...
It's just there,
yeah,
right?
He was just, like, a character. And you're just like, oh, okay, like, he's there.
But I think he'd be a good choice for Cable because he got the hair and everything. He's got perfect.
He's a big dude
with a fucking
head.
He was also probably like my favorite version of Deathstroke ever when he was on Teen Titans.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. He was Slade.
Because that was back in the day. Cartoon was like, Deathstroke? Oh, I know. Wait, let's just call him Stroke. No, let's not do that. That's a terrible idea. Let's not call him Stroke.
Slade, dude. Slade.
You know what? Just that was Slade. He was great.
He had that perfect like monotone menacing.
He has that
voice,
gravelly voice, and it's God, he's so good on that.
Well, I think that's it now. I think we're coming to the end of the wrapping up. So I'd like to thank Nick for being here. Guy who plays music and guy who edits.
Yeah.
And I would like to thank...
thank you.
I would like to thank Aaron for being here.
No problem. My
guy who has a podcast and guy who hates women and that's why...
No. I just want to refute that
just
forever.
Lies. That's what we slander. Do here.
No, but thank you for having me on. I had so much fun.
I had a lot of fun doing it.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Actually enjoyed this?
I said that, and then I'm like, why did I say it?
Like, as opposed to what, motherfucker?
it's mostly you that I don't like, man.
Okay, I can see that.
That's fine.
I can see that.
For those listening, I pointed at Lucas, not Aaron.
He likes me. I'm cool. I'm cool, thank you.
All right, well... Aaron, you want to plug really quick?
Yeah, no problem. You can check out my podcast if you liked hearing what I had to say on What We're Watching. It's on iTunes and it's on SoundCloud, so please listen to me. I'm sure I'll have these guys on my show at some point. So, as you can tell, we had a really good conversation here today. So, I'm sure once they're on my show, we'll have basically very similar conversation about a whole bunch of stuff. So, if you liked this, you can check us out on my podcast a little bit later. So, I'm sure that'll be coming down the wire soon. But, just thanks for having me on, Lucas. This was so much fun. I'm glad I got to be here.
I'm glad you could be here.
Really fun, yeah.
No problem. My pleasure.
Really fun.
My pleasure.
Actually, not gonna lie, if we ever need another fill-in like during the summer,
of course,
may hit you up.
I'm totally fine with that. Totally
always
fine.
Fun to have local people. and Nick, thank you once again for being here.
Why are you thanking me twice?
I don't know, because you deserve it.
You earned it.
Thank you.
You earned it.
Thank you, guys. I feel good about myself.
For those of you listening at home, Nick just started glowing. I've made his day.
Like literally glowing.
Like actually, like, I'm actually scared. Now. I'm actually scared.
Oh, God. Oh my God, it's so bright!
But yeah.
All right.
Let's, Tim, this has been We Are Martians podcast. Mm-hmm. You guys want to email shit? We have an email address.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, so did I for a while,
you
actually.
You have a call-in line, too, or just an email?
Dude.
You set up a voicemail.
I just thought of something else. Hang on. On the We Are Martians page, Chris posted this. There's an advertisement, like, a promo thing for X-Men Apocalypse that's like an ad for Xavier School for gifted youngsters, and it gives a phone number. I'm not going to say what happens. Just call the number.
Call the number.
I mean, you'll be glad you did. I called it. Yeah, it's pretty great. But yeah.
Yeah. So call that number.
Yeah, if you want to see that number. If you want to see that number, go to our Facebook page. That's just go on Facebook, type in We Are Martians Podcast. You'll find it. We post news. We post everything. We post these episodes. These episodes are on.
I straight up thought you said nudes for a second. I was like, who is posting nudes? Is it Chris?
Probably. Chris controls the page a lot. All right, he does his thing. I don't question his methods. He gets results.
Yeah. We have a Facebook. We have SoundCloud.
iTunes. That's where you can catch the show.
Subscribe to their show.
Subscribe to our show. Subscribe to his show. Subscribe to Nick's band.
Listen to more stuff in general. Listen to podcasts. Listen to more music. Listen to everything.
Just listen.
Just be nice.
Expand your ears.
Be nice to each other. Love each other.
Be excellent to each other.
Be excellent to each other. Okay. And on that note, we can't get higher than that. That's the pinnacle.
Yes, indeed.
That's true. I don't have any.
There is no sign off. Turn it off.